do every Wednesday evening at this time. I shall call the twang. It teaches both kinds of music. On the show tonight, what a show! We have brand new music from not only brand new music from the Flatliners. Yeah, Raul Malo and putting it back together. We've got a brand new music. They're playing not that far away this summer. Yeah, the summertime. Maybe they'll come closer. Who knows? We'll tell you about that. Also on the show, we have to Mr. Lonely. That's what they're calling me these days. Yeah, my girls both left me for a while. I guess a week before they're back. Goodness, I'm so lonely. But don't worry. We got a couple of hours together. It's 17 degrees. The sky is this funny blue color. It's been a while since I've seen anything but gray. It's looking weird out there, but I kind of like it. And we have a brand new Mavericks record. It's only a 5-song EP, but it's pretty swell. We just heard a cut there called That's Not My Name. Nice groovy way to start off the show. But it's going to pick up. It's going to get even peppier here with another cut from the same EP. It's called Suited Up and Ready. The Mavericks are playing the Minnesota State Fair. The end of August, two shows. I believe it's August 31st and September 1st. Although it's a Wednesday, Thursday, which stinks for a road trip, but what are you going to do? Maybe they'll wealth in the area. You never know. You know, stranger things have happened. The drummer of the Mavericks, Paul, is married to a girl from Winnipeg, you know. Maybe he can do something. Maybe he can pull some strings. Let's hope so, because I'd love to see this one live. It's a little number called Come Unto Me on the Twang Trust. It's the Mavericks, kid, brand new.
back to Small Deacon.
I'm Mark Colley.
I'm Chuck Mead.
And I'm Robert Reynolds.
And we're the Hillbilly All-Stars.
And you're listening to both kinds of music on Twang for Us, CKUW, 95.9 FM.
Burns of Calexico, and you're listening to Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9, Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh,
Calexico from the Convict Pool EP, and a cover of Love's Alone Again, or... Before that was some more Norteño fun there. We heard the Texas Tornadoes from their album A Zone of Our Own. And The Eternal, Is Anybody Going to San Antone? And we started it off with brand new music from the Mavericks, Come Unto Me and That's Not My Name. We heard two songs from their brand new EP called Suited Up and Ready. Yes, indeed. Good to have the Mavs back. Mm-hmm. And there's three more songs just as good as any of those on there. So well worth your iTunes purchase. I don't know if it exists in hard copy or not. There's apparently a handful of them, and they're just, they're like promos, I think. They're if you like them on Facebook, you can enter a contest to win an autographed copy. Can you imagine how good that one will sound? Holy moly. But I don't know if you can actually buy one or not. It seems to be a download-only deal. Well, anyway, I can't remember. Did the Hatchers do Is Anybody Going to San Antone last Friday? I can't remember if they did or not. They've been doing that one lately. Of course, they played Pop Sodas last Friday night. It was a fun time, boy. It was neat to see them in such a stripped-down mode. There was times when it was just the three of them, the core. It brought back memories of the six as a power trio. Very exciting stuff. It was nice and laid back, and everybody sitting in and on various tunes, and just a wonderful time had by all. And we were talking afterwards. It was such a good, groovy, laid back kind of time that I thought, you know, if I'm ever going to do a second outdoor show at the Stew Dome, this is what it's got to be. So we were talking. We're going to talk more. Stay tuned. Yes, indeed. Not everybody goes away to the lake in the summertime. No, we're going to rock it up at the Stew Dome, I think, sometime this summer. You just stay tuned. Ken Pynchon was there too. Of course, the Mid-Century Modernaires. And it's always great to see Rob Patchell out of wind-ups mode. It's funny. I mean, he's like, you know, rock god in the wind-ups. And then you see him with Ken, and he's you know, he's got the Telecaster action. It's in total country mode. Although Ken's album is kind of a big city kind of album. It's kind of odd, that. But it's always great to see Rob in country mode, which he generally is when he plays with Ken. But anyhow, we're going to hear a bunch of all of that in this next little set of music, starting off with something from Ken Pynchon, his record Mid-Century Modern, and a little number called... Thank you.
Hi, this is Dave
and Jeff,
and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sanford and Songs, that's what that guy's going by. That's actually in disguise. Mr. Rob Patchell from the Windups, from Ken Pynchon's Mid-Century Modern Airs, from any number of awesome bands of yore. Yes, that's Rob all on his own. A little number there called Complicated Shoes. Yes, he's in big city mode there, I'd say. Almost new wave mode, kind of crazy. Before that, Hatcher Briggs from their most recent outing, Getting There From Here. A Jeffrey Dawn composition there. And we missed Dawn on the weekend. He's on vacation, they say. Well, let's hope he gets back soon, huh? If Ever I Should Fall from the boys. And Ken Pynchon started it off with I Want My Money Back from his little record there. Called Mid-Century Modern. You know, the Pynchon gang did a song. They even dedicated it to me. It was great. Rob did. And it was a thrill. And it's a fave. And we're going to play it. We're not going to play the original, though. We were talking about these guys. We were talking about the guys responsible for the original song. And I was regaling everyone with my exciting tales of seeing them in 1982 at the U of M in the multi-purpose room. And it was so exciting. It was rank and file. The Kinman Brothers. Remember the Kinman Brothers? You might remember them even earlier than rank and file. They were once upon a time a punk band called the Dills. Same bunch of guys. Well, the same brothers anyways. And then they gave up punk rock for country music. You were the first people to do that. You could say, I would say that. I would. That's where the whole alt country movement started from, was those boys. The world would be a different place without the Kinman brothers. No doubt about it. And, of course, Alejandro Escovedo was in that band, too. But they played Winnipeg a few months after Alejandro left the band. His replacement? We're going to hear from his replacement a little later in this next set of music. I've told you before. I hope you remember. If not, well, stay tuned. I'll let you know. It's pretty exciting. If you don't know, you'd never guess. If you don't already know, there's no way you'd ever guess who replaced Alejandro Escovedo in Rank and File. Not even the same instrument. So, if you don't know, stay tuned. Anyhow, here's the cover. Here's the cover, 1986. These guys covered Rank and File. I'm not sure how they even found out about it. You wouldn't think guys, you know, this old would have been hip enough to figure stuff out. Maybe it was because Dave Edmunds produced the album in 1986. It was called Born Yesterday. This is the Everly Brothers on the Twang Trust.
We'll be right back. The faster you drive, the longer it takes to stop. The faster you drive, the greater chance you'll lose control. The faster you drive, the harder you'll hit. The faster you drive, the more likely you'll be injured or die. Don't drink and drive. CKUW reminds you to drink responsibly.
CKUW 95.9 FM presents a fundraiser for Blues Days Rockin' Ronnie at the Pyramid Cabaret, 176 4th Street, Sunday, June 3rd, 2012. Doors at 6:30, show at 7. Tickets are $10. Featured acts, The Perpetrators, The Detonators, Tim Butler, Claire Bestland, Ramblin' Dan Frechette, and DB and the Blue Rocks. This fundraiser is being held simultaneously with the Blues Jam hosted by Big Dave McLean at Times Change, 234 Main Street. $10 cover will get you into both the Jam at 9:30 or the Pyramid Cabaret at 6:30, because heart attacks are expensive.
A fine cause. Hope to see everybody out there on Sunday. Welcome back to the Twang Trust. Yes, we were just hanging out with the Kinman Brothers there. That last track, little thing called Needs a Little, you know who that was? You know who was singing, don't you? Yes, that was Tony Kinman. It was his latest combo that goes by the name of Los Trendy. Yes, Los Trendy. To my knowledge, they never actually put a record out. They do have a MySpace page, though. It's got half a dozen pretty decent songs on it, including that one we heard there, Needs a Little. Well worth checking out. Yes, Los Trendy. And that's like, gosh, like 4 years old or so, that cut. And it's probably the most recent release from the brothers. Chip actually put out a record. He had a combo. He sort of went back to his punk roots. He had a combo called the Pacific Coast Highway, and I know they put out at least one record. It was it had 15 songs on it, and it clocked in at 11 minutes long. Yes, 15 songs, 11 minutes in total. It was called My First Punk Rock Record, and basically it was a punk rock album for kids. It was, you know, you're supposed to buy it for your kids. It would be their first punk rock record. And it would, you know, it would teach them about safety pins and, you know, boogers and stuff, I guess. I don't know. But I tried getting a copy of it. I have not been successful. I actually found a place where you could download it. And it would only cost you $5 for the whole, 15 songs. It sounds like you're getting a deal. 15 songs for $5. Forget about that it's 11 minutes long. If you think of it as 15 songs for $5, it's a bargain, isn't it? But the download links wouldn't work. But they are on it. They're going to get back to me. So next time we do Mud Puddle, which will be in July, we'll have it for you. Anyhow, so I don't know what either of them are really up to these days, because both those projects are like 4 or 5 years ago. So I think they've pretty much given up on music, which is sad. Hopefully, you know, who knows? Someday maybe we'll get a rank and file reunion. Everybody reunites, don't they? Come on. Let's see it. Let's see the rank and file with Alejandro in the band. Or maybe even his replacement, who we're going to hear in this next set of music. The brothers, after Rank and File packed it in, the brothers got back together, put a new thing together. They called themselves Blackbird. And put out 3 or 4 albums. It was okay. I don't know. It was wussier than it would have thought. I mean, you hear about it, and they sort of claim they were a suicide type band. There was the two of them and a drum machine, but it sounded like lame techno pop more than anything. Quite frankly, you know, they said they were a noise band. I don't know. It was a little on the wussy side. I thought there were moments of neatness, and you know, the vocals were certainly there. But, you know, an interesting footnote, if nothing else. But they did do another project after that
again, saw, I think, three albums come out. They were known for a while as Cowboy Nation. And they went back to the country music mode in even a bigger way. More, actually, they put the country stuff away. It was strictly Western. And we're going to hear a track from Cowboy Nation. But first, we're going to hear a cut from the first classic record, Sundown. Rob was asking on a weekend, he asked, did they only do the two albums? Of course, the two everybody loves and knows are Sundown and Long Gone Dead. I said there was four of them, but the other two didn't count. Actually, that was a lie. It was a bit of a lie. They only did one after Long Gone Dead, and it doesn't count. But we did hear the song from it that did count. The third album was self-titled, just called Rank and File, and it had that great song on their Black Book, which we heard. And every once in a while, that song is so great. Every once in a while, I pull out this record, and I think, come on, there's got to be one more song on here that's worth listening to. And every time I do it, I come to the same conclusion. No, there isn't. There's only one good song on this record, and it's a great one. Everything else on there sucks. You know, they were sort of in, that was their classic rock mode, is the third Rank and File album. I don't know if you saw them. They came to town during that time, too. They played Verna's. Remember Verna's? They were supposed to play two nights. I went to the first night, thank goodness. I also went to the second night, bad move, because I paid to get in. I saw like two or three songs by the Nostrils who were opening up. And then Rank and File was supposed to go on. They didn't. They weren't paid, so they weren't going to go on. It was not one of Dave McKeegan's finest moments. It was an ugly night, quite frankly. And the guys were there. They were walking around the bar, and you know, but they weren't playing. And who could blame them? They weren't getting paid. You know, you think, you know, at the time it was like, oh, come on, guys, do it for rock and roll, right? No, I'm glad they didn't. At the time, I was a little annoyed. You know, 40 years later, whatever it is, no, I've completely sided with their decision not to play. Anyways, that's a whole other story. But we're going to go back to the first record, Sundown, here. And here's a song. It's been rumored, there's a legend, that Bruce Springsteen loves this song so much that he once played it at a sound check. I can't confirm or deny that, but that's the legend anyway. And wow, I'd love to hear that. This is just a wonderful song. From the first Rank and File record, Sundown, this is called Lucky Day. Thank you.
on my highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door is pretty wide. With my siren, I'm screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Sunset, the Kinman Brothers. That was their version of the Wabash Cannonball, which you can find as one of the bonus tracks on the Rhino Handmade CD called The Slash Years. Featured the two albums, and a handful of bonus cuts. Since sold out, it's an out of print thing, and it goes for a small fortune these days. They did, after this came out, those first two records were not available on CD when this thing came out, but the Rhino Handmade things are a very limited deal. It was they're numbered. There's only 2,500 of these in existence. Can you guess which number I got? That's right, 1657. That's right. How'd you guess? And after this thing went out of print very quickly, they did, in fact, reissue those two albums on their own at on a budget price. You can get them, you can still get them pretty cheap, but they don't have those bonus cuts. There's, I think there's four of them. There's four bonus cuts. There's the song Klansman, which came out on the cassette version of Sundown, which, yes, I do own somewhere. Was Post Office on? I think Post Office was on there, too. Or no, it was Post Office and Wabash Cannonball, I think, that were on the cassette. And then the song Klansman and a live version of White Lightning, the old George Jones song, were added on here. I think that's it. That's all you need to know. And before that, yes, you heard Alejandro Escovedo's replacement in Rank and File, Mr. Junior Brown. From his album Get With It, we heard Highway Patrol. Of course, Junior Brown going to be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival this summer. I still remember Junior Brown opening for the Mavericks at the Red River X many moons ago, and he goes on and he says, I told this story last week. Hopefully you weren't listening and you're bored. But, he gets up there and he says, oh, well, it's nice to be in Winnipeg. Haven't been here since I was here with a little combo called Rank and File. And my jaw immediately dropped because I had no idea Junior Brown was in Rank and File, even though I was at the show that he played. And I actually have photos from that concert. And I went back and looked at him, dug him out, and looked at him when I got home. Sure enough, there he was on pedal steel guitar, Mr. Junior Brown. Wasn't wearing the hat, didn't have the hat yet, but his nose is kind of unmistakable. He's got this big bulbous nose, and there was no mistaking that that, in fact, was Mr. Brown. And he's coming this summer. Very cool. What else did we hear in that set? We also heard Cowboy Nation. We heard Big Train from the Kinman Brothers Western outfit. That album was called We Do As We Please. There's at least two, maybe three Cowboy Nation albums out there. I'm not positive. This stuff didn't get widely distributed, so it's pretty hard to find these days. But there you go. And, of course, from the classic Sundown, we heard Lucky Day at the top of that set. And that's it for the Kinman Brothers today. Hope you enjoyed that little look back. Now we got to look forward. We got to look forward to Tuesday night. Show of the year potential, kids. You better be there. The West End Cultural Center is the place to be. Taking the stage. There's two opening bands. What you really want is the headliner. Deer Tick is coming to town. It's going to be unbelievable. Their latest record that came out last year made the top 10 of the Twang Trust at the year-end poll. Their album, Divine Providence, it's a wonderful thing. If any band in the world is carrying on in the tradition of the Replacements, it's these guys. Anybody who claims they're a Replacements fan and isn't at the West End on Tuesday, poser. Poser in my book. You got to be there Tuesday. If you don't know, you got to be there. Check it out. You will. Your life will change a little bit, I think. We're going to hear a couple of cuts from Divine Providence, but first, as the Farrell Brothers used to say, here's something from an album a little earlier than that. The album was called Born on Flag Day. This is a little number called Easy. Mm-hmm. Check your hair. You don't want to get one of them in there. Deer Tick. That was the mighty, mighty Deer Tick. We heard three cuts, two of them from the most recent album, Divine Providence. That was the bump we just heard before that. Let's All Go to the Bar. What a good idea. And before that, something from an earlier album, Born on Flag Day. A noisy little number called Easy. And Deer Tick will be in town here, this town, your town, Tuesday night at the West End Cultural Center. Don't say you blew your chance to see one of the coolest bands in the world. It's true. It's true. Go. If you don't agree, I'll pat you on the back and say, sorry you wasted your $20 or whatever it is. But it won't happen. They're amazing. Go see them. That was just, I can't believe something this great is going to happen and maybe not everybody who should be there is going to be there. I hate when that happens. So go. Okay? Okay. Coming up, what? Oh, we got to, I don't have enough time to do everything I wanted. We got to do a little salute here to Mr. Doc Watson who passed away. But I do want to play something from the new Neil Young record. It comes out next week. It's called Americana. I'm not sure if it's as great as I was hoping it was going to be. You know, we heard a few tracks a while back. They were leaking some here and there. And Oh Susanna from this album is still the best song on there. It's killer cut. Nothing else is quite that great, but about half of the record is close, you know. So, I don't know, 3.5 stars, I'd say. But still, a worthwhile effort from Mr. Young, who hasn't put one out in a while, really, that's been that good. So, still, it's pretty nifty. I like it. I do. It's a bunch of folk songs, but, you know, this album, you know, for folk songs, it's sort of like, I don't know, what's a good analogy? This album to folk songs is kind of like Grimm's Fairy Tales to Walt Disney, you know? That's what it's like. All these songs, you know all the songs. And if you saw a list of them, you'd think, what a corny bunch of stuff that is. You'd think it'd be like a poor man's Seeger Sessions. But no, it's nothing like that at all. Here. Check it out. Brand new music. Neil Young. He used to live on my street. We'll be right back.
Well, if so, be here, CKUW, Sunday night, midnight to 6 a.m. in the morning, or Winnipeg Arena is on fire! I'm your host, Johnny Sizzle.
Big Granny Barna Holder. So on Tuesday, June 19th, at Old City, we're taking the stage in the Brooklyn Coming Theater as part of the 2012 TV Winnipeg International Jazz Festival. Tickets are on sale now at jazzwinnipeg.com. By calling 995-4656, in person at the Jazz Winnipeg office located at 719 Rogers Street, or at all ticket restaurants. Don't miss the party of your life from the Old City. Special guest Greg in person on Tuesday, June 19th, at Brooklyn Coming Theater. From the 2012 TV Winnipeg International Jazz Festival. Promise supported by one.
A little fruits and vegetables come in all shapes and sizes and add color and goodness to every meal and snack. Eat them fresh. Add them to your favorite dishes and your most delicious desserts. Whether you're young, older, or in between, fruits and vegetables are an important part of every meal. So get your fruits and veggies and mix it up. For information and recipe ideas, visit fruitsandveggies.ca.
Microphones of all kinds here. This must be the tape recorder mic. Went out last night for to make a little round. I met a little Sadie and blowed her down. I went back home and I got in my bed. A 44 spokeless under my head. Waked up this morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggies all standing in line. The gents and the gamblers standing all around. There's a taking little Sadie to her burying ground. Then I begin to think of what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. I made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading the bill. Up step a sheriff from Thomasville. He says, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you blowed Sadie down? I says, yes, sir, my name is Lee. I murdered little Sadie in the first degree, in the first degree, and the second degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me? I got sassy with him, didn't I? Took me downtown and he dressed me in black. He put me on the train and started me back. They crammed me back in the Thomasville jail, and I had nobody for to go my bail. The judge and the jury, they took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days and 41 nights and 41 years to wear the ball and strike.
That, Mr. Doc Watson, recorded live at Gertie's Folk City in New York in 1962. Yep. His very first trip to New York. In fact, is the very first solo engagement he ever had. He spent 4 weeks playing Gertie's Folk City in late 62, early 63. Forged a new musical voice that would profoundly influence both his own career and the folk music revival of the late 20th century. And Doc Watson passed away this week in North Carolina. How old was he? Let's see. Born in 1923. Gosh, that's old. That's officially old. Is that not? He's like almost 90? Crazy. 89, I guess. We're going to listen to a bunch of Doc Watson. As far as Americana music goes, you're not going to find a much more, as you know, major player than Doc Watson, for sure. Amazing guitar player. gave birth to his son Merle, who was equally amazing guitar player. Tragically died in 1985. We're going to hear some of the stuff that Doc and Merle did together. But first, how about one more cut from this 1962 New York City show? I think so. I think we'll hear a little Cannonball Rag from Doc Watson.
I'm going to pick one more instrumental here. I ain't done this enough here yet. It's a thing called the Cannonball Rag.
Hello there.